From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Tuesday they seized the last remaining areas of Raqqa, Syria. From Islamic State militants in the American-led coalition fighting IS said the city was on the verge of liberation. That's in addition to Iraqi forces taking over more oil fields near the city of Kirkuk. Robert Raphael has more.
The military said Kurdish fighters withdrew from the Bai Hassan and Avana oil fields, leaving federal security forces to take over. Tuesday's developments followed a swift move by government forces Monday to capture the Kirkuk governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field.
Islamic State still controls areas around the eastern province and further south in the Euphrates River Valley. Israel says it will not talk with a Palestinian government that includes the militant group Hamas unless a number of demands are met. The government of Israel will not carry out political negotiations with a Palestinian government that relies on Hamas, a terror organization which calls for the destruction of Israel. That is a statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The statement spelled several conditions if there aren't ever to be talks. They include Hamas's disarmament, its repudiation of violence, and recognition of Israel. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country faces both opportunity and challenge in the opening speech of the ruling Communist Party's twice-a-decade National Congress on Wednesday. President Xi told more than 2,000 delegates gathered in the Great Hall of the People Wednesday that China was entering a new era of socialism with Chinese characteristics. He promised that Beijing would allow more market-oriented reforms of its economy, but said the government would play a bigger role in managing state-owned firms. This is VOA News. Spain's top court ruled that Catalonia's independence referendum is illegal, saying that their regional law backing it violated Spain's constitution. Lucy Fielder reports.
Behind bars on Tuesday, the leaders of Catalonia's two main separatist groups, pending trial for sedition as Spain's worst political crisis in decades deepens. They're jailing Monday night, sparking protests and a government walkout on Tuesday. Catalonia is refusing to renounce its symbolic declaration of independence. Madrid has given Catalan leaders until Thursday to do so.
I això és el que nosaltres insistim i que és el que mateix que direm dijous. Dijous els direm, escolti, no direm res diferent que dilluns. Volen seure i parlem. Hi ha un clamor de parli vostès que poden. Nosaltres volem i podem. Altres no volen.
So it looks ever more likely that Spain will impose direct rule on the autonomous region. Also under investigation, Catalonia's police chief, accused of failing to order his force to impose a ban on the independence referendum last month. While the two pro-independence leaders are accused of helping to orchestrate protests. The Catalan government accusing Madrid of taking political prisoners. A reminder of life under dictator General Franco, when Catalan culture was suppressed.
And again, Lucy Fielder reporting. U.S. law enforcement officials announced Tuesday that the indictments of two Chinese nationals and their North American associates are charged with manufacturing and distributing fentanyl and other opioids in the United States. It highlights China's role as a global supplier of illicit opiate substances. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein describes the investigation that eventually led to the second man's indictment.
The agents and prosecutors traced the source of those illegal drugs back to China. They found that they had gone through Oregon and Canada and had originated with a man named John Zhang in China. They learned that Zhang ran the organization that manufactured fentanyl in at least four different labs in China and that he advertised and sold the fentanyl to U.S. customers over the Internet.
The indictments come amid a brewing scandal in the United States over the role President Donald Trump's nominee to head the Drug Enforcement Agency played in passing legislation that undercut the agency's ability to target manufacturers of opioids. The White House is reacting furiously to a federal judge blocking President Donald Trump's latest order restricting travel, which was to go to the Justice Department's, and will vigorously defend the president's lawful action, according to them. The Justice Department calls the ruling incorrect and says it will appeal the decision in an expeditious manner. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.